Today we begin a new liturgical year, the first season of every new liturgical year is Advent, and that comes from Latin word, to come. We say, come, Lord Jesus, quite frequently during the season. Advent relives in a microcosmic way the history of Israel, viewing it through the eyes of Christian faith. It shows that all our history was pointing and leading towards Jesus. He was the one whom the messianic prophecies would be fulfilled, the one to come into the world to save it and redeem it. In the course of the liturgical year, the church unfolds the mystery of Christ, from his expectation to his birth, life, death, resurrection, ascension into heaven, and his sending of the Holy Spirit. The Paschal mystery forms the core of the liturgical year, and recalling the mysteries of our redemption, the church opens us up to us the bountiful riches of Christ. We are to embrace the liturgical year with its rhythms, its repetitions, its eternal mysteries which flow before our mind with the calm of a great river. It is within this story which stretches from the Alpha to the Omega, from creation to the kingdom, that every human life finds its meaning. The church's year is divided into two parts. The first part goes from Advent to Pentecost. The second part is made up of the Sundays after Pentecost. Half the year is devoted to retelling the events of our salvation, the other half to working the salvation into our lives. We devote 6 months to celebrating what God has done, and 6 months to contemplate what God is still doing. The liturgical year takes us on a spiritual journey. The destination of the journey is heaven, the kingdom of God, where all are friends and there are no divisions. We are traveling in the footsteps of Jesus. Each year, the church tells the story of Jesus again. It is always the same story. Each year, we are challenged to understand it better and to make the story more of our own. The story is a continuous reminder that we are on a journey. In celebrating the annual cycle of the mysteries of Christ, the Church honors the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. She was linked with Jesus in his saving ministry. Many holy people have also marked the road we are traveling. Thus, that's why we have the communion of saints. We look to them as the models of faith, and we do go to them to intercede for us. However, they're not our point of devotion. They don't need our prayers for everything that they have. They are examples, and they need us, and we do go to them for their help. The liturgical year, as I said, begins with Advent. Advent begins today. The season helps us to appreciate God's faithful love upon the blessings he's bestowed on us in Christ. We are the heirs to the promise that God made to Abraham and to his descendants. We mark Advent with the lighting of a wreath. The two liturgical colors of Advent are purple and rose. Purple represents prayer, penance, and preparation of Christmas. The rose represents joyfulness, rejoice, gaudete. There are 4 weeks. Each on Sunday, a candle is lit. The 3 purple candles represent hope and love and peace. The rose candle represents joy. The light represents Christ shedding light into the darkness. As I said, this is part of our journey. And today's readings do speak about our journey. In the prophet Isaiah, the prophet makes a plea to God. God, why are we wandering around? Well, we wander around because we allow distractions to come into our lives, and we fail to recognize that everything begins and ends with God. And God wants us, He is in our hearts. But we have to be willing to submit to His love and care. We hear in today's gospel, according to Mark, Jesus saying to His disciples to be alert, be awake. That calls us to be aware of how God is working in our lives and giving us His grace to follow Him. Not paying attention to God's movement in our lives is sinful. It is God who has given us life. It is God who gives us every opportunity. But furthermore, we are to be alert to the people who God has sent into our lives. We are called to listen to those who come to us. We're called to help empower them to move beyond whatever situation that they are in. This is why we have a great love and great devotion to the poor. We are to be alert to how God moves in our lives. And once again, we use this liturgical year as the journey. The journey does lead to salvation. But we are called every day to pray, to have a charitable heart, and to live in peace and harmony with others.